Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for InvenTrust Properties Corp, or IVT as it's known on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. InvenTrust is a real estate investment trust, or REIT, operating in the retail sector, primarily focusing on open-air shopping centers in high-growth markets across the U.S. They're not a household name like some tech giants, but they've carved out a niche in the property game, managing a portfolio that caters to everyday consumer needs. With a solid presence in key regions, they're a player worth watching if you're into income-generating assets with a real estate twist. So, let's dive into what's been happening with them lately, break down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and see if this stock fits into your long-term wealth-building strategy. First, a quick pulse check on recent news and performance. Based on the latest updates, InvenTrust has been making some noise with their portfolio optimization moves, focusing on high-quality assets in strategic markets. Their second quarter 2025 earnings call summary dropped some interesting tidbits about strong financial results and a clear push toward growth in key areas. Performance-wise, they've shown resilience, with metrics indicating steady gains over various timeframes in a sector that's often volatile. Compared to the broader retail real estate industry, they're holding their own, and that's a good sign for stability. But let's not get too cozy just yet. There are layers to peel back here, and I'm excited to dig into the details with you. Now, let's get into the meat of this analysis with a SWOT breakdown, looking at what makes InvenTrust tick, what's holding them back, and where they could go from here. I'll sprinkle in some insights along the way to keep things interesting, especially for those of you looking at both short-term trends and long-term potential. Strengths: solid financial performance. Let's start with the good stuff. InvenTrust's latest earnings call for Q2 2025 highlighted robust financial results. They're posting strong revenue numbers and a healthy net income, which tells me their core operations are on point. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are also looking competitive, showing they're not just bringing in cash, but keeping a good chunk of it. Strong balance sheet. Peeking at their balance sheet, they've got a decent amount of cash and equivalents on hand, paired with a manageable debt-to-equity ratio. This isn't a company drowning in liabilities, which is a big plus for long-term investors like us who hate nasty surprises. Their current and quick ratios suggest they can cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Strategic portfolio focus. From the earnings call, it's clear they're laser-focused on optimizing their portfolio. They're honing in on high-growth markets and shedding underperforming assets. This kind of discipline in real estate can be a game-changer, especially in the retail space where location is everything. Positive cash flow. Their cash flow statements show consistent operating cash flow and free cash flow, which is music to my ears. It means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or reward shareholders with dividends. And speaking of which, their dividend yield isn't half bad for income-focused investors. I've got to say, seeing a REIT with this kind of financial discipline gets me a bit pumped. It's not just about surviving, they're positioning themselves to thrive. But as we all know, no company is perfect. So let's flip the coin and look at where they might be stumbling. Weaknesses. Sector volatility exposure. Being in the retail real estate sector, InvenTrust is tied to consumer spending trends and economic cycles. Even though they're performing well now, any downturn in retail, think e-commerce eating more market share or a recession, could hit their tenants hard and by extension, their revenue. It's a structural risk they can't fully escape. Limited geographic diversification. While they're strong in key markets, their revenue by geographic segment shows a heavy reliance on specific regions. If one of those areas takes a hit, say due to local economic issues or natural disasters, it could drag down their overall numbers. I'd love to see them spread their wings a bit more. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio, it's not exactly screaming undervalued. Compared to the industry average, they're trading at a premium in some respects. For value hunters, this might raise an eyebrow, especially if growth slows down. The forward PE estimates do show some optimism, but it's not a slam dunk. CapEx demands. Their cash flow statements reveal ongoing capital expenditures, which makes sense for a REIT maintaining properties. But high investments in property, plant, and equipment can eat into free cash flow over time if not balanced with returns. It's something to watch in the medium term. All right, I'm not trying to rain on the parade here, but these are real concerns. Retail real estate isn't a walk in the park, and InvenTrust has some hurdles to clear. That said, let's shift gears and talk about the upside potential, because there's definitely some exciting stuff on the horizon. Opportunities. Growth in key markets. The earnings call emphasized their focus on high-growth regions, and I'm all for it. If they keep targeting areas with strong demographics and consumer spending power, they could see sustained revenue growth. Their revenue by product segment also shows strength in core retail categories, which could be expanded. Portfolio optimization gains. They're actively refining their asset mix, as mentioned in recent updates. Selling off weaker properties and doubling down on winners could boost their return on invested capital over time. It's a slow burn, but for long-term holders, this strategy could pay off big. Interest rate tailwinds. If interest rates stabilize or drop in the coming years, REITs like InvenTrust often benefit from cheaper borrowing costs and higher property valuations. Their debt levels aren't alarming right now, so they're well positioned to capitalize if the macro environment shifts favorably. Dividend appeal. With a decent dividend yield, they're already attractive to income investors. If they can maintain or grow payouts while keeping the balance sheet healthy, they could draw in more capital from yield-hungry folks, especially in a market where bonds aren't cutting it. I'm feeling optimistic about these opportunities. InvenTrust seems to have a clear game plan, and if they execute well, there's room to grow. But as seasoned investors, we know the market loves to throw curveballs, so let's talk about the threats that could derail this story. Threats. Economic slowdowns. A broader economic downturn could hammer retail spending, directly impacting InvenTrust's tenants and ultimately their rental income. Their sector performance metrics show that retail real estate can be a roller coaster, and they're not immune to those swings. E-commerce pressure. The elephant in the room for any retail-focused REIT is the relentless rise of online shopping. While open-air centers have some resilience with experiential offerings, if more tenants struggle to compete with digital giants, vacancy rates could creep up. It's a long-term headwind they'll need to navigate. Competitive landscape. The retail REIT space is crowded, and InvenTrust isn't the biggest fish in the pond. Larger competitors with deeper pockets could outmaneuver them on acquisitions or tenant deals. Their industry performance data shows they're keeping pace, but staying ahead will take constant innovation. Rising costs, inflation, or rising interest rates could squeeze their margins. Higher borrowing costs would hurt if they need to refinance debt, and property maintenance expenses could climb. Their earnings call didn't flag this as an immediate issue, but it's a macro risk I can't ignore. Those threats are a reality check, aren't they? Retail real estate is a tough game, and while InvenTrust has some solid footing, they're not out of the woods. For you long-term investors, these risks are worth weighing against the potential rewards. So wrapping this up, what's the big picture for InvenTrust Properties Corp? From a long-term investment perspective, I see a company with a strong foundation, great financials, a disciplined strategy, and a focus on growth markets. Their strengths and opportunities suggest there's upside if they keep playing their cards right, especially for those of you hunting for income through dividends. However, the weaknesses and threats remind us that this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it stock. Retail real estate comes with baggage, from economic sensitivity to e-commerce disruption, and you'll need to stay vigilant on macro trends and their execution. I hope this breakdown gave you some solid food for thought. If you're as hooked on diving deep into stocks as I am, make sure to stay tuned to Market Snap for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus the full SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on InvenTrust in the comments. Do you see them as a core holding, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the convo going, and I'll catch you in the next one.